to Computer Room Services. And Steve Nutt, how are you doing, sir?
You've
obviously no stranger to ACB Radio. We've had you on the programme before. You guys are the UK distributor of Torx, and for people just getting up to speed with accessible mobile phone technology, Torx is essentially a screen reader for a phone, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the aim, that it is purely a screen reader for the phone.
So it's not going to alter the interface to the phone significantly.
No.
It's going to give you access to the mainstream interface that is already available on the Symbian Series 60 handsets.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously going to be some special commands to read battery coverage and battery strength and network coverage that you can only see graphically on the screen. But other than that, no, it's very much use the phone as anyone would.
So now that we know that some mobile phones are accessible and the numbers of phones increasing all the time, obviously the new 7610 has just come onto the market, another Series 60 phone from Nokia, and hopefully as time goes on we're going to see more and more accessible phones. You've been innovating a bit over the last little while. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, we've been doing various packages for the phones. We've now got basic access to WAP, so we can actually browse websites with the phone and look up TV listings, train timetables, things like that.
And this is something that's going to come in the future with Torx.
Yeah, okay. And it will be a free upgrade.
And that's a free upgrade to existing registered Torx users.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And we've also been doing GPS with Wayfinder, which is a commercial package. And Budcom, the company that write Torx, have got Wayfinder talking pretty well, and so that you can now navigate with GPS, and you can even navigate in a car. You can navigate another driver if you're blind with the GPS system, or you can walk around with it because the GPS receiver is actually smaller than the phone.
Right, now let's talk about GPS. GPS is Global Positioning System.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And this is a satellite technology.
Yes.
That essentially will triangulate your position, cross-reference that against the database, and essentially tell you where you are.
Yes.
Right, and so presumably you need another piece of hardware then over and above the phone.
Yeah, and that's a Bluetooth GPS receiver.
Okay, and do you have one around that we can take a look at?
Yeah,
here we go.
There you go.
Bluetooth GPS receiver. Oh my goodness gracious, what I am holding here is really very, it's smaller than a mobile phone. It's smaller than the Nokia 6600.
Yeah.
Incredibly small. Now this is a mainstream GPS receiver, is that?
Absolutely.
That's what this is, just off the shelf. And this
Absolutely.
Is called a Wayfinder.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
The software's called...
Can I just show this to Martin? Just to my right. Just check that out. Now that's what you want.
To me, this is a very exciting development. Working with a guide dog and tiny GPS systems, a lot smaller than the bigger.
Yeah, and I've got it on a leather belt on my a leather case on my belt.
It's like a very small packet of a packet of 10 cigarettes or something of that kind of size.
Yeah.
That's an off-the-shelf product. So if I went and bought that, obviously I'm going to need something to get that talking to the phone then.
Well, what you do is you buy Wayfinder Complete, which is the GPS software and the hardware.
Right.
What kind of price does that?
It's about £300.
Right, so you install... $500 US, or thereabouts.
So you install to the phone the GPS...
Install the software on the phone in the same way that you would install Torx onto the phone.
Yeah. And then you run it, and... You activate it on the website, which is mywayfinder.com.
Right.
And then you can synchronize favorites locations with your website and your phone as well.
Uh-huh.
But you can then create routes and walk along and have Torx read your automatic changes as they occur, you know, as you move to a different street or whatever.
Now, I appreciate we are indoors at the moment, so clearly the GPS isn't going to work, but can we just have a quick peek at the software and how that works? Is that available?
We can if I don't find my 6600. Now, I'm going to create a route from favourites purely to make it quicker.
Okay, can you...
I don't want to be searching. But basically, you can search for any postcode, and it will get you from to.
Okay.
We're going into Wayfinder.
Okay. So that's an application from
your
menu.
This is an application from the menu.
Okay.
Now, what it said was new search. So we're going to new search.
not established.
And it says origin not established.
Options.
So we're going to go into options.
From favorites.
From favorites. If you wanted to search, you'd do from search. So if I want to get from my...
Two Sterling
Road is where we are. Okay. So I've selected Two Sterling Road. Yeah?
Now you've already set that up as being a point of interest.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So we go down.
Destination not established.
So we do another search from favorites.
From favorites. Select.
It does get more exciting than this, I promise you.
Favorites.
Wentworth Road, Birmingham is where my hotel where I was staying.
Right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Options.
Okay. Now we're going to now create route.
Options. Calculate route.
Calculate route.
Select. Routing. Wentworth. Birmingham. Hotel. 1. Options. Back.
So it's now calculating the route.
Right.
Yep, and it's done it. So it's very fast. Okay, now we move to the itinerary screen.
Itinerary. Stop at Sterling Road, 11 of 11.
And it says start at Sterling Road, and we go up.
Right turn, 380 m, open bracket, 380 m, Waterworks Road.
So 380 meters. Right. Okay.
So it's a right turn, 380 meters. The second figure was 380 meters total distance.
Okay.
Right. So we got a right turn in 380 meters into Waterworks Road.
Right.
Left turn, 280 m, open bracket, 660 m, B45 32,
Plough and Harrow. That is.
Right turn. 260 m, open bracket, 920 m.
So we're hearing two numbers. The first number is how far you go to the next intersection.
Yes.
And the second number is the total distance traveled. Okay.
Yeah.
Left turn. 1.0 kilometers, open bracket, 2.
It's great, isn't it?
That is wonderful. So
yeah.
A blind person could, with that tiny, sexy little GPS device you showed me, literally just walk around the street and find their way from point A to point B. And,
yes.
And that's going to tell you how far you need to go and then which direction you need to turn in.
Yeah.
Is this a project that's still in development?
Yes. I don't know yet. I mean, we've got to talk to the Wayfinder people to see if they'll help us and cooperate and things like that. And but this is just about 4 or 5 hours work has gone into it so far, and this is what we've got out of it. It's brilliant, absolutely amazing.
So what's gone into making that software accessible? Is this something that the Talks guys
have
to work on?
Yes. I mean, basically, Marcus from Bodcom came to my house on Saturday, and we went round the streets with GPS, and we took screen dumps, and he was labelling graphics. And there's graphics that say left turn, right turn, straight ahead, and he was labelling all those. And as you can hear now, they're talking.
So that's all working in meters. So is it possible to change that? At the moment, or is
I don't think it is, but that's a problem with the Wayfinder software itself.
Yeah,
not
that's
Talks.
Not a Talks thing. Yeah, I understand that.
It's the Wayfinder thing.
Mm-hmm. Is Wayfinder available overseas, or is it just the UK centric?
We understand that it's coming into the States sometime, but I don't think it's there quite yet.
So once there's a US version
but
available,
it's in
presumably
Europe.
That's going to be in yards and miles for people.
Yeah. But let me tell you one, if we've got time, let me tell you one significant advantage with this system over the all of the rest, and that is it's based on a map-based system which is centrally served. So you download the bits of the map as you need them.
Right.
You don't store anything on the phone or the GPS software or the GPS receiver. Right. So the advantage to that is if you go off track, if you get lost on a route, it can recalculate within seconds where you are and reroute you.
Steve Nutt and Computer Room Services can be contacted online at alderwes.comproom.co.uk.